Disappointed but not surprised, that seems to be the consensus reaction among gay marriage supporters to today's High Court decision to throw out the ACT's same-sex marriage law. The court has ruled unanimously that the ACT's act was inconsistent with the Commonwealth Marriage Act. But same-sex marriage advocates argue that the court's now made it clear that it's up to the Parliament to pursue marriage reform. Lexi Metherill reports.
The ACT Marriage Equality Act came into effect at midnight last Friday. Since then, 31 gay and lesbian couples have been married in Canberra. It was standing room only as many flocked to the High Court for the decision. But the decision means their marriages are now legally void.
This is personally devastating. In less than a week, we've been married and we've been unmarried, at least on the legal level.
Over the weekend, Ivan and Chris Teo Hinton became one of the first gay couples to marry in Australia. Ivan spoke emotionally after the ruling.
As one of the absolutely beautiful couples behind me said, we're still married. I've made commitments to Chris to spend the rest of my life with him, through sickness and through health, in the good times and in bad. And today's not particularly good.
It was a unanimous decision from the High Court to throw out the entire ACT Marriage Equality Act, ruling it inconsistent with the Commonwealth Marriage Act. Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality says the judgment is significant because it states for the first time that the Commonwealth does have the power to legislate for same-sex marriage.
Many people have assumed that, until now, that it has never been declared by the court. Now it has, and that puts the ball firmly in the federal government's court and increases pressure, in particular on Tony Abbott and the federal coalition, to allow a conscience vote on marriage equality so this issue can move forward in the federal parliament and it can be achieved at a national level.
There was a clash between an opponent and supporters of gay marriage at the front of the High Court today, a reminder that emotions run high on both sides of this debate.
God wants me to be here. Why? To send his love to the people of Australia.
What about love in terms of inequity, love in terms of hatred? Oh, that's really, it's
no,
really
there's no hatred.
The Australian Christian Lobby's Lyle Shelton says the matter should now be put to rest.
We do live in a democracy and people will continue to advocate, but I think we've had somewhere in the order of almost 10 attempts in the last 3 years to legislate a new definition of marriage, either at state, territory or federal level. And I think this issue has had a pretty good go. We've had a federal election fought in part on this issue. Labor returned its lowest vote in 100 years. The Greens, the party of same-sex marriage, lost 600,000 votes. Some polling we did showed it was a really low-order issue with voters. I think we've had 3 years of relentless push to change. I think it's been given a fair go. I think it's time to move on.
The couples wed knowing that the constitutional odds were stacked against them and the ACT government. The ACT Chief Minister, Katie Gallagher, says it was worth it.
From our point of view, we're unapologetic. We delivered on a commitment to the people of the ACT. 31 beautiful marriages happened. People had a very lovely weekend in Canberra. I don't think anyone who was in Canberra can deny that what happened last weekend was really special. And we now have a very clear, unambiguous position from the High Court about how this matter needs to be progressed nationally. And that's over to you, Mr. Abbott.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, believes marriage is between a man and a woman, but he has signalled that he's open to allowing his party room to debate the issue. Liberal Senator Sue Boyce has formed a cross-party working group to examine the issue with Labor Senator Louise Pratt and the Greens' Sarah Hanson-Young. Senator Boyce says a conscience vote is what they're working towards.
I think there's plenty of room within the Liberal philosophy for people to agree with a conscience vote, even if they don't agree with the object of the conscience vote, so to speak. I mean, it need not necessarily be about same-sex marriage, but there's a strong Liberal history of accepting that individual liberty and individual conscience is the prime factor that all MPs should be using.
The Liberal Senator Sue Boyce, ending Lexi Metherill's report.